As a meal, school lunch gets a bad rap. But Leslie Langster with the USDA says the food in certain North Texas cafeterias is a cut above.
Dallas ISD in particular has done a lot to improve meals, to make them appealing, attractive, and for kids to want to eat them.
There are 63 districts in Texas with at least 10,000 kids, where at least 60% of them qualify for free or reduced meals. Dallas ISD is one of those districts and was ranked in the top 10 for school nutrition. Ron Sylvan is with Children at Risk.
The reason we do the school rankings is to draw attention to those programs that are outstanding across the state of Texas and those that are not so great and could certainly use some improvement.
Children at Risk has always ranked schools for academics. Sylvan says nutrition influences how students perform in school.
I think that people sometimes fail to realize the connection between kids having full stomachs when they walk into the classroom and how that impacts their ability to learn.
The rankings were based on participation in school meal and after-school meal programs. Dallas was the only North Texas district in the top 10. In recent years, federal officials have applauded Dallas ISD for its efforts to improve school food and create healthier menus. Even First Lady Michelle Obama has taken note. The new Children at Risk top 10 list includes the Brownsville, San Antonio, and Rio Grande City school districts. The districts ranked the highest had about 80% of eligible students eating breakfast at school. Courtney Collins, KERA News.